Shani Davila is with us right now on Bulls Beat, and I wanted to speak to a hurdler because I hadn't yet. It's so enjoyable. I'm learning so much. When did you learn to hurdle, or was it almost like a just give it a shot kind of thing?
Oh, wow. I started hurdling like sophomore year of high school.
Okay. And Point Siena?
Yeah, Point Siena High School.
I have no idea where that is. I know where Kissimmee is, but is it far off the interstate? Is it far off I-4?
Like it's deep? Yeah, it's like 20 minutes off like I-4.
And what are their teams called? Tigers, the Lions?
Oh, we're called Eagles.
The Eagles.
Yeah.
So you were a young Eagle, and what did your coach say to just give it a shot?
Yeah, I started my sophomore year, and I just was like, Coach, I want to give this a shot. And I did it, and like it kind of came natural to me. I just had to like adjust my form and fix my form. And then once I came to college, that's when like I really started like understanding it. Huh. And now the coach now, Coach Adin, he's been helping me a lot, like with form and like just how to adjust my trail leg and my lead leg and my arms and things like that.
I mean, there's so much more than goes into it. People that are good at it, and I know you're good at it, make it look easy. How hard is it?
It is hard. And you fall and you just have to get back up and keep going.
Tell me about I'm sure you're never going to have anything like this happen again, but did you have a particularly embarrassing situation fall-wise?
Yeah.
When would that have been?
I had one in high school when I was running the 300 hurdles, and I got back up and I kept running. It was just very, like, embarrassing. And then I had one last year in practice. The way I ran, I don't know, it was just really bad, and I fell. It was the worst thing ever, and I just laid there for like 5 minutes, and then I got
really?
Back up. Yeah.
Wait, now, was that 5 minutes of pain, 5 minutes
no.
of embarrassment?
No, I had no pain. Luckily, I was perfectly fine. I was just like, it wasn't really like 5 minutes. It was like more like 2 minutes, but I was just like
felt
laying
like
there. Yeah, I was just like, whoa, this just happened.
What is the difference, obviously distance, but between the 100 and the 300 as far as distance between the hurdles?
Well, now in college, we do the 400 hurdles, so it's even longer.
Wow.
But the difference is obviously like the 100 is like shorter, so it's like a fast pace, like you're sprinting. And then it's more technical, and then the 400 is more like stamina. You have to just be like control of like your stamina.
So let's go in order then. Let's start off with the 100. Do you try and I guess maybe it's part of the key to it, have a certain amount of steps between each hurdle?
Yeah, you're supposed to have 3 steps in between each hurdle. It's like a technical thing. I don't know if other people do it differently, but the main thing is like 3 steps in between.
Sometimes it end up being 4.
Not for me, no.
Okay.
It's like a technical. It's like a second nature for us. You just do it now.
Of course. And then the 400, you say it's more about stamina. When is it the last one? Is it the next to last one where it gets really higher looking?
Oh, man. For me, it's like the last 100 meter. So it's like the last straightaway. That's when it's like, oh, like it hits. It's like a wall comes in between like you and the race.
Yeah, I completely understand. What about your head coach, Eric Jenkins? And you just mentioned the Adins. You have a husband and wife team. How they've all been working?
They've been going very well. Like, they've been working very well with us. She's very cool. Like, she's very sweet to us. And she also helps us out with hurdles. So there's times where we train with her, or sometimes we train with Coach Adin. So, like, we switch around.
Yep.
And she's helped me a lot with, like, my starts and, like, form as well. She's very helpful as well.
Nice. How much of what your training is has nothing to do with hurdles? I mean, conditioning, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. We typically have, like, this thing called Stampede. It's like we start in October and we just go crazy. We don't even do like, we don't even touch hurdles or anything. The whole team does like conditioning. So we just do like a lot of running and a lot of like stamina workouts, and it's just crazy, but it's tough. It's
I was going to say, you're smiling when you're talking about it, but I don't know if you're smiling during the Stampede.
No, it's very hard. It's tough. But honestly, like if you just don't tap out and you keep going, like you'll feel good at the end that you did that, because
sure.
you get stronger towards the end.
And then last thing, part of that is, you know, whenever I'm walking around campus, I've always, whatever sport it is, I'm pretty much marvel or in awe of, you know, the shape that everyone's in. Seems to me like track and field. You can't fake it, obviously.
No.
how much better shape did you have to get into from high school coming into college, and what was that like?
Yeah, you had to get, like, it's a different type of feeling. Like, you think, like, oh, I'll be okay. Like, no, but you need to prepare yourself for college. Like, it's very different. The workouts are harder, and it's very hard. It's tough. It's tough.
Well, I see, you know, football players, after they do a big practice, they get to eat a lot. Not the same with you. Do you get to eat anything?
Yeah. Okay. We definitely eat.
Okay, like, good.
We usually go to breakfast, and we just stuff ourselves, and we eat a lot.
And then you work it off, obviously.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Shani.
Thank you. I appreciate it.